This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is another podcast of the World Wide Wave on joy.org.au.
It's the World Wide Wave, the show that takes you around the globe one country at a time. And a thanks to, I think as Dylan said, the sweet little Gen Nexters for their great show as always. A little more serious now. Picture this. A gay man is arrested by police and told to ring his friends to come and meet him, or he will be shot. He complies. When they arrive, they are all arrested by the police. The group then endure 4 days of beatings and are successively raped, with policemen not even bothering to wear condoms. Only after bribing the police with a huge ransom are the group released. This is a story direct from Tanzania. In fact, just one of many stories that have come to light in the report, Treat Us Like Human Beings, by Human Rights Watch and local Tanzanian group Stay Awake Network. It was released just last week. Tonight we are speaking with one of the authors and participants in the report, Stafford Paddy, from the Stay Awake Network, a support group for men who sleep with men and a partner in this confronting report. Tonight we are in Tanzania. We are going to start, though, with some music as always. It's a little bit more upbeat, though, because it comes from Queen. This is I Want to Break Free by Queen. How does Queen fit in?
I was going to ask Matt not to break your serious intro, but how does Queen fit into Tanzania?
Well, Freddie Mercury was, in fact, born in Tanzania, the island of Zanzibar, before moving to India and then to England. So a local native.
Fantastic. So we'll hear a bit of Queen here on the World Wide Wave. Joy 94.9.
This is the World Wide Wave on Joy 94.9, where tonight we are taking a journey to Tanzania. Time for some fun fast facts.
Excellent. Well, if you are a member of the LGBT group in Tanzania, it probably helps if you're not out. It's illegal.
Very illegal. In fact, carries a maximum penalty of life imprisonment, which they qualify as being 30 years, minimum 30 years. One of the harshest same-sex, one of the harshest sentences for same-sex intimacy in the world.
Yeah, and in fact, in 2004, these Islamic groups in Zanzibar thought that wasn't even harsh enough, and they upped the ante and imposed even harsher penalties for homosexual sex acts.
Really? Excellent. What's quite surprising is in Tanzania, they're not very specific about whether or not lesbians do exist, and if they do, how they'll be punished. But in Zanzibar, they have, you know, acknowledged lesbians exist. And by doing so, same-sex sexual acts between women with a maximum penalty of 5 years imprisonment and a 500,000 shilling fine.
So in some areas, lesbians aren't seen or heard, but there's sort of no repercussion to that. But in
Zanzibar, they're very specific.
That's an island part of Tanzania, and they have specific laws targeting lesbians.
Now, there are no gay bars in Tanzania, absolutely none.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, no. But it's interesting, the traditional view of homosexuality assumes that one man, the Msenge, will play the role of a female. Right? Either for money, because he's impotent, but not because he actually wants to. Meanwhile, the Basha, the dominant partner, is assumed to have relations with women as well as men. And the Msenge, the girly boy, the bottom, is more heavily stigmatized than the Basha by Tanzanian tradition.
So the dominant partner, I mean, effectively bisexuality is okay if you're a dominant male.
Which we'll hear later has had some devastating effects on the HIV treatment that's going on in Tanzania.
Absolutely. And HIV is a huge issue in this part of Africa.
Absolutely. Which what is surprising really, though, in Tanzania is there are laws that protect people from discrimination. Sort of like there are three broadly worded articles, and basically Article 12, we'll just stay off that one. All human beings are born free and are all equal. This is actually stated in their law. And every person is entitled to recognition and respect for his dignity. That's
I'm sure there's an asterisk there somewhere that says conditions apply, and if you fall into the category of gay or lesbian or
meanwhile, the Pew Global Attitudes Project found that 95% of Tanzanian residents believe homosexuality as a way of life that society should not accept. So meanwhile, the Human Rights Watch and WAZO last week released a report called Treat Us Like Human Beings, Discrimination Against Sex Workers, Sexual and Gender Minorities, and People Who Use Drugs in Tanzania. And this Human Rights Watch report, as Matt stated earlier, is the basis of our interviews. It's pretty sobering.
I found it quite horrific, the parts I was reading.
And the international community is trying very hard to work for decriminalisation of homosexuality, of sex work, and doing a lot of work helping with HIV/AIDS. But still a long way to go. So some of those, the story that you heard at the top of the show, we've got a few more of those to share with you about gay life in Tanzania. But time to have some more music. This is Understanding by, if you like, Tanzanian pop singer Lady JD. She is a female R&B artist, among the first female artists to mix Swahili with R&B. This is Joy 94.9, the Worldwide Wave.
Hola, mi nombre es Felix de Colombia. You are on Worldwide Wave on Joy 94.9.
This is Audrey Cochran, the director of Amnesty International's Africa program on the Worldwide Wave.
Jessie L., a transgender woman and sex worker in Dar es Salaam who is biologically male but passes as a woman, says she has been arrested for sex work more than 10 times. On at least one occasion, police sexually assaulted her. "I normally tell them the truth," she says, "so the police get shocked. You are a gay? No, you are a woman. So they don't beat me. They take me to a special room and check me. They have me stay in a special room with neither men nor women. They call everyone to come and look at me, male and female police officers. They call each other, 'Come, come, come look at this gay.' And then they ask me more questions. 'How did you start to have anal sex? How do you feel when you are penetrated?' They normally force me to take off my clothes, and I don't have an option, so I agree with them. The police never forced me to have sex with them to be released, but they did touch me, joking about me and squeezing my fake breasts. They said, 'Show us an example of when you handle your partner and when you have sex. How does it look?' I refused, but they were touching me. 'Are you really a woman?' They touched me everywhere. They asked, 'Do you have a vagina?' and touched my genitals."
This is just another of the stories in the report Treat Us Like Human Beings, a report by Human Rights Watch and local Tanzanian group Stay Awake Network, released last week. We spoke on the phone with Stafford Paddy. He's from the Stay Awake Network, which is a support group for men who sleep with men and one of the partners in this very confronting report.
And we asked him to tell us a bit more about the report and some of the legislation and also the atmosphere in Tanzania that's leading up to this quite shocking report.
Gays are the ones who are so trans or so trans women, actual physical abuse or even verbal abuse by the community and also by the police and hospital when it comes to health services. Their identification, they are open. Openly, you can be able to see visibly instead of different from the ones who are closeted. So they are the ones who are denied the access of any kind of services in hospitals or even the police. Also, the assistance from the police is very difficult, especially for men who have sex or as they call terms in the. It's very hard for them to access medical assistance or medical help. They have been beaten or raped. They come and go to the police because the police always say that this is what you wanted and this is what you get.
I'm just going to pause that there to talk about the seriousness of that. The police saying, this is what you wanted and this is what you're going to get. Again, we're talking to human rights activists, Stafford Paddy, and he's discussing what conditions in Tanzania are like for him.
It's not true. You're not supposed to be like this.
What do the doctors do when you go to hospital?
Most of the doctors, not all of them, it depends. It's a problem because they will be starting preaching. You're not supposed to do this. You're supposed to be gay. You're a man. You can have a baby. You can have children. And the religious issues come in. But instead of maybe giving a treatment, giving a counseling, or even they could even ask other staff to come and see you. So those are the issues. So most of the gay, feminine, or even the trans, or even the butch, they don't want to go to the hospital, or they will go to the private hospital because we don't want to face any stigma or discrimination, because you don't have to be beaten in order to be discriminated, but by words, by action. We also have media, we also have things, but the things are different from, it's hard to actually make them understand that we are also human and we also need such services.
Does this include the denial of medicine for, say, HIV?
I haven't heard they're being denied the medical assistance or medical support like medicine, but that stigma of going there being judged also push an LGBT person that person will go away immediately. He or she won't even go to that hospital. That issue of double stigma. Maybe I'm a gay, and then I go to the hospital, I'm being judged, telling them that I'm HIV positive because you are recognized as gay. So that's another stigma. And
is it possible to be out and proud in Tanzania?
It's tough. It's really tough, actually, because the issue is if you are being out of the closet, at least if your family is not around within that region. Maybe, for instance, in a region called maybe Moshi or Arusha, and your family is in another city area or another countryside where it's very far from where you are, actually you can be comfortable.
That was the voice of Stafford Paddy from Stay Awake Network Activities in Tanzania. Double stigma. You don't have to be beaten to be discriminated.
There's so many areas of gay life in Tanzania where there's this, if you like, two sticks, two hits, where, you know, you are physically beaten or discriminated against, but then when you try to access help, be it through hospitals or police, you are then, you know, attacked again.
Yes, it's not good. And they're saying, like, it's not necessarily physically attacked, but when the doctor gives you a 15-minute lecture on the fact that you should not be a homosexual and questions why you aren't bothering to have babies instead of providing you with HIV treatment, it makes you less likely to go to the hospital to seek that treatment or to engage in safe behaviours.
Absolutely. And HIV is a very big problem in Tanzania. It's really hard to quantify, but of the surveys that have been done, they're looking at somewhere between 5 and 10% of the population. And interestingly, it's the group that's aged 25 to 49 that there's quite a marked increase. Women are much more likely to be HIV positive than men, and that is due to, I guess, the men sleeping around and spreading the disease that way. And then you have these additional challenges whereby you need to go and access help and antiretrovirals, but people are reluctant to do that because of how they'll be treated. The high-risk groups that they've defined for HIV in Tanzania are sex workers, you would anticipate that, minors, police officers, prisoners, people in the transport sector, and the military.
And that police officers is not so much a surprise. We'll have another story for you that we'll be able to tell, and we might tell that shortly. But first, we've got a song coming up, and this song is Trouble in a Dub by Vraznas.
He's a local Tanzanian artist, a reggae singer who adds a dash of poetry.
Oh, I love reggae. Here on the World Wide Wave, Joy 94.9.
Follow LGBT International News and Current Affairs.
Like us on Facebook at W3Joy or visit us at W3Joy.org.
This is Eve from Cameroon on Joy 94.9.
Worldwide Wave, where you can SMS us at 0427-JOY-949. Email us at onair@joy.org.au. Tonight we're hearing stories from Tanzania.
Waleed A, a 19-year-old man who has sex with other men, was raped by police on his way home from a club in 2011. He said, "They have water pipes and electrical wires. They beat me of those. They forced me to have sex with them. Five or six of them came to arrest me, and two of them raped me. They had canes and pipes, and they hit me on the bottoms of the feet. I couldn't walk afterwards. I didn't go to the hospital afterwards because they harass you when you get there.
Yep, Human Rights Watch observed scars on Waleed's leg that were consistent with having been beaten with electrical cable. All of this is part of the Human Rights Watch report that was recently released. This report, released in conjunction with WASO, is called Treat Us Like Human Beings, Discrimination Against Sex Workers, Sexual and Gender Minorities, and People Who Use Drugs in Tanzania. We found it a fairly sobering report, so we looked to speak with one of the members of the group, WASO, who assisted with the report. Here we are having the second part of our interview with Stafford Paddy from Stay Awake Network Activities.
The media always comes with a different approach when it comes to LGBT. It's always about marriage. So when they write stories about LGBT issues, it's about marriage. It's not about our basic rights. It's not about maybe someone has been abused, someone has been harassed, but it's about marriage. So then they tend to understand that we LGBT, we don't need anything instead of marriage and sex. That's it. So it becomes a problem within the community because the media gives them the wrong name. This recent that the media put to this guest house, and then they expose a man who's having sex with another man, and the wife also is there. Actually, they want to make it public, which is not good, according to the media, because it could happen even to a heterosexual person who can bear that. But if it's us, that's another issue.
What is your organization doing to achieve some of those basic rights, like decriminalizing homosexuality?
Our strategy is how we have to push on agenda whereby we, as maybe as they call LSM and trans, that we get health services within the government sector. And we actually have pushed around, talked with some of the Ministry of Health, and then from there it will be easier for any amendment. At least they should do an amendment whereby the people who are consented, or they should not be penalized because they have conducted and maybe engaged in any relationship within each other. They should not be penalized because, or even adults who rape another man, that's another issue. That is because our law is double-edged sword. It actually caters for everyone, criminal and non-criminal. The amendment.
Can you tell us what gave you the courage to come out of the closet?
The group I've been working with, because before that I was in the closet and I was afraid actually if a person just call this name of ours because they're giving us the name, which is very abusive. So it was very fearful. But later on, I came to meet with other groups in 2008, 2009, and then I was so surprised the way they live. It was very hard. And their life, they're being taken out of their houses. They don't have any knowledge inside. Level, but at least they have spirit to move on. So then we sat together. I sat walking with them, talking with them, even walking within the streets. People are laughing at us. So I came to wear their shoes because actually I was wearing another person's shoes. Now I came to wear my shoes whereby I was with them together and we were all working along together. And then my family, and then they understand that. So at least they understand what I do, but they don't accept it, but at least they are trying to.
It's the World Wide Wave on Joy 94.9, where tonight we are in Tanzania and hearing some fairly graphic and horrific stories of, I guess, survival for the gay and lesbian community in Tanzania. Really interesting there. So gay issues do get into the media, but the media focuses on marriage. Now, this is a country that hasn't yet decriminalised homosexuality. In fact, if you're gay or seen to be gay, you can be in jail for up to 30 years. But the media picks up on marriage. Where do you think that's come from?
I don't know, but I hope they do get gay marriage.
It's got to be Western.
Influences of the evangelical churches, is that what you're thinking? Or do you think that it's just such a safe bet for them to, it sort of goes, pleads to that 95% who really don't understand or homosexuality?
Maybe it's not a country where it's safe to talk about how the police are beating people with cables and leaving marks on their legs because they're homosexual. Maybe the media wouldn't be safe to report on that.
As in, you think maybe reprisals from police?
Yeah.
Quite possible. There has been some actual government reprisals. A radio station in Tanzania earlier this year was fined and had a ban slapped on them for airing pro-gay comments. The Tanzanian Communication Regulatory Authority banned them and fined them.
And in fact, just getting back onto that, everybody that we are interviewing tonight, it's a pseudonym that we're using.
Yeah, so we are obviously interested in protecting their interests. And the fines are quite significant for Tanzania. The station was fined over $3,000 US. So that's actually quite a fine. And basically the watchdog was taking the opportunity to warn others should they choose to breach what they called the regulations of broadcasting.
I did like what he said about learning that there was a group, though. There was a bit of camaraderie, and he learned to walk in their shoes, and they walked together in their shoes, and he didn't have to wear a fake pair of shoes but could put on his real shoes. I like that metaphor.
It's a great, great metaphor, and so positive in such a challenging environment. Also, the fact that they focus on health, so their answer to all these misconceptions that are put out through the media and through their opponents is to say, well, look, this is a health issue. HIV is a significant issue in Tanzania, and we need to focus on that and focus on stopping the spread of the disease and making sure that people don't fear accessing health services in Tanzania, regardless of sexuality.
It's good. It's good that there was a bit of a positive message, and we very much thank Stafford and thank his bravery for agreeing to chat with us in a country where, well, it's illegal and you can face life imprisonment if you're caught. So we appreciate that, and we'll just keep trying to spread the word and get folks to get online. You know, if you just Google search Human Rights Watch and treat us like human beings, Tanzania, you will get this report that we'll be discussing even more of, and we'll be discussing some of the key recommendations shortly.
And in fact, we'll put a link to that on our Facebook page. If you search World Wide Wave on Facebook, and we'll put a link to the report up there. Time for some more music. This is a song simply called Tanzania by American singer Ali Rogers. It's Joy 94.9, the World Wide Wave.
Well, it's...
Hi everyone, my name is Yang Fa from Singapore. You are listening to World Wide Wave on Joy, and lots of love to everyone at Joy 94.9.
This is Nikki from Canada, where everybody can get married. You're listening to the World Wide Wave on Joy 94.9.
And that last song was simply called Tanzania because that's where we are visiting tonight, the African country, and hearing some of the stories, fairly confronting stories from a report called Treat Us Like Human Beings, released last week by Human Rights Watch and the local Tanzanian group Stay Awake Network. Now, the report did come out with some recommendations, and it's probably worth us having a look at this. I have to say, there's the recommendations don't seem to me to be that unreasonable.
Well,
am I wrong?
They're pretty linear. So the first one is to the president, and it calls for an end to police abuse, discrimination in the healthcare sector, and discrimination against sex workers, people who use drugs, and the LGBT community.
And to the government, the recommendation is to establish an independent civilian policing oversight authority. So basically a watchdog for the police force to receive complaints and investigate misconduct by police and refer such complaints to the prosecution. So we've certainly seen lots of cases where police are quite integral to the problems for LGBT people. Not only are they perpetrators of violence and discrimination, but in that they do that, it then stops members of the LGBT community going to them with real situations.
The report also recommends to Parliament to begin decriminalising consensual sexual activity between adults, including same-sex conduct as well as consensual adult sex work. So it's their big request there is that it's okay to have gay sex.
And that one's probably going to take a bit of work, I would think, if they've currently got laws of up to 30 years in prison to turn that around. That's going to take a little bit of time, I would think.
Well, hopefully the next recommendation, which is to the Ministry of Health, is a lot less time-consuming, and it's just asking health workers to stop discriminating against marginalised groups and to conduct trainings and inspections to make sure that, in fact, the health workers are not turning away essentially HIV-positive people from the hospitals, public hospitals.
And there have been, there are some reports of people seeking HIV assistance who were denied in the report, as much as our guest Stafford said he hadn't particularly heard of any. Do like the idea that they're conducting training, so it is quite a positive reinforcement, and one would hope that members of the healthcare sector can be, if anybody can be convinced that, you know, helping people is a part of the job, then it's probably the healthcare sector that's there.
And I guess another group which should technically be there to help others is the Tanzanian police and the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions. They've been told that they should, you know, issue orders to all police that no crime victim should be denied assistance, arrested or harassed on the basis of their sexual orientation or gender identity or their status as a sex worker or drug user.
The report shows that of 66 people interviewed, 23 said the police forced them into having sex with them. And many police refuse to use condoms, so they're actually conducting rape and, you know,
that explains that earlier
HIV
statistic about the HIV rates and the police, actually. But yeah, it's sobering. I think sometimes we think that we've got issues, and we do, and we should be fighting for them, but at no point is to have one third of us been beaten by the police and raped by the police. So yeah, very, very sobering activities going on there now. On a slightly, perhaps, lighter note, we've got another song.
And so this is Matatizo, which is by the Tanzanian House of Talent, which is a performing arts centre that supports young and talented youth regardless of their social, economic or educational background. This is one of their songs, Matatizo, on Joy 94.9.
Hi, I am Fernando from Guadalajara, Mexico, and you are listening to World Wide Wave on Joy 94.9.
Okay. Hallo en goedenavond. This is Elko, listening in from the Netherlands on World Wide Wave, the latest LGBT news and current affairs on joy.org.au.
It's the World Wide Wave, where tonight we have been in Tanzania, and a very big thank you to Stafford Paddy from the Stay Awake Network for speaking with us tonight about their report, which they took in partnership with Human Rights Watch, and a shout out to Tanila from Human Rights Watch, who helped us to track down the local activists. This report came out just last week, and we're going to post a copy on our Facebook page. Search World Wide Wave on Facebook.
And a big shout out in general to Neela, who was the chief researcher on the report. Just well put together and well done.
We'll also post on our Facebook page, there is a group that does some outreach work, volunteerism. So if you feel like a break in going over to Tanzania to assist with HIV prevention programs, we'll post a Global Service Corps website on our Facebook page. And we've got some breaking news, actually. What have we got, Shannon?
I think Ireland, the land of lucky charms, the pot of gold, the leprechauns, apparently they're going to put gay marriage to the vote.
Yes, well, while we've been to air, they have agreed to a marriage equality public vote to go out in 2014.
I think that's great.
Go Ireland. And it actually went through their constitutional convention overwhelmingly in support, so really good signs there.
And you can check out more from our w3joy.org webpage, because we interviewed some of the LGBT politicians involved in all that earlier.
We'll repost that for you. Stick around for Ben and the team from the Locker Room coming up next. We'll see you next week on the World Wide Wave.
Thank you for listening to the World Wide Wave podcast. We're always looking for interested guests and news tips.
You can email us at worldwidewave@joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.